Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Santa Claus is coming to town. So are horse-drawn hay rides, Rudolph and Friends, a tree lighting ceremony, and a fireworks display, all as the city of Soldotna and the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce bring Christmas to the park at Soldotna Creek Park on Saturday, December 7th. The special holiday event happens every year on the first Saturday of December in Soldotna. Festivities this year will begin at 3 p.m. as opposed to the normal 4:30 p.m. and continue until the fireworks display at 6:30. Bring the whole family to enjoy a horse-drawn hay ride, a cup of hot cocoa, and some Christmas cookies, and let the kids tell the guest of the hour, Santa Claus, what they want for Christmas.
Every year we like to grow more and more excited, so this year we'll be starting a little bit earlier than usual, so we'll be starting right at 3 o'clock. Hopefully catch a little bit of that afternoon sunshine before we let it get dark enough to light that tree.
That's Soldotna Chamber of Commerce Communications and Events Manager Joe Spady. Spady says that beyond the hay rides and cocoa, there will also be Christmas carolers and a live nativity scene.
Our Kenai Performers Carolers back. We're hoping to have the College Heights Baptist Church come and do their nativity presentation again on that stage, and hopefully a few other fun acts throughout the evening. But I think the star of the show is always going to be Santa Claus. He'll be joining us as well with some of his favorite reindeer. So we'll have that all set up so you can come meet Santa and take pictures with him.
Bundle up, get the whole family together, and head to Soldotna Creek Park this Saturday from 3 to 6:30 p.m. for Christmas at the park. A recount is underway in Juneau on the closely contested ballot measure that would have repealed Alaska's open primaries and ranked choice voting. The recount began on Wednesday. The Alaska Republican Party requested the recount, which is being performed at the state's expense since the final margin was less than half a percentage point. During the recount, Division of Elections employees will rescan more than 340,000 votes cast across the state. In the adjudication room, big screen TVs display scans of ballots that might be ambiguous. The observers, including lawyers for the Republican Party and the No on 2 campaign, then have the opportunity to challenge Beecher's ruling. The state has 10 days to complete the recount, though Beecher says they hope to finish sooner. Until then, election officials will continue scanning ballots 12 hours a day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The city of Kenai will open 11 parcels of land for sale this Saturday in the 2024 General Fund Land Sale Auction, which will be conducted online and by live outcry. In total, 5.39 acres of raw land will be up for auction, 10 parcels within the city of Kenai and one in Sterling. Several of the properties listed were put up for auction in 2007 without much success. Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank.
A fair number of these properties were involved in that auction and didn't sell at that time, so that means we've been sitting on them for 17 years without generating tax revenue or anything as well.
Each lot has developed road access and utilities nearby, but potential buyers will need to conduct all relevant due diligence necessary to determine if a property will satisfy their anticipated needs prior to sale. On December 7th, bids may be placed online or by live outcry auction on location at the Kenai City Hall Council Chambers. During the September City Council meeting in which the auction was approved, Eubank said he believed that, based on demand, the lots are likely to be developed for residential use as intended.
I think the chance for speculation on these 11 is relatively low. There's a lot of demand right now for buildable lots, and there's been a lot of activity in the city.
The properties are also eligible for the city's veterans discount of 25%. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.